The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are looking for trouble. But the good news is David Trainer is our wingman. And when it comes to finding trouble, he is outstanding at it. He is the founder and president at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this by looking at things from a different angle. Most people dig in from the top, look at the numbers, and come to a conclusion. David doesn't take those things for granted. He digs in at the bottom, at the footnotes level, and works his way up. And he finds that often the view from there is not quite the same.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it's possible that a stock's not only not attractive when you look at it from the bottom up, it's downright dangerous. If you want to learn more about how they do it and what goes into it, newconstructs.com, where they also blog about their danger zone picks, so there's always a little bit more information than we can even give you here. They're also on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Acadia Healthcare.
Danger, danger.
Okay, Acadia Healthcare. Now, anytime there's going to be a healthcare stock, and this is ticker symbol ACHC, I know that you look bottoms up and small picture working your way up. But I also have to wonder how much of it is a sector that is distinctly affected by headlines right now. So is it all just problems with Acadia? Is it also the sector and the market right now as it affects healthcare?
That's a great question, Chuck. So it's always a little bit of both, right? Our markets are really wonderful, honestly, at taking into account all the information out there. Investing is the business of identifying where the market is overweighting or underweighting other or certain bits of information that you think should be treated in a different way. And certainly the healthcare overhaul risk, or the lack thereof now, is something that has helped the stock be up, but it's still dramatically underperformed the S&P 500 since we first put it in the danger zone over a year ago. And we're putting it in the danger zone again because we think everything we said a year ago is even worse.
Wow.
And even if the healthcare reform is behind this company and everything they want to happen on the political front continues to happen, we're talking about drops in the bucket in terms of revenue compared to what's baked into the stock price. And a big part of why there's such a big disconnect between the market's expectations for future cash flows and the actual cash flows of this company, or the actual cash flows they'll be able to achieve, is because people have a very warped sense of what kind of profitability this company is achieving, primarily because they're being duped or falling for the non-GAAP numbers.
Okay.
Which in our chart are a joke compared to the real numbers.
That's always where I like to get to with you is, you know, you talk about the numbers being a joke. So how out of whack are they? The current price on Acadia Healthcare is about $50 a share, a little bit more than that. What should it be, or what does $50 a share imply?
Well, first of all, adjusted EBITDA is over $700 million in 2016. That's their non-GAAP number. Economic earnings are close to negative $100 million, right? So there's the disconnect. Now, in terms of the expectations baked into the stock price, the company's got to justify $51, has to grow profits at 7% compounded annually for 16 years. And that's pretty optimistic considering that the company's profits have been in decline over most of the last few years. Certainly nowhere near any kind of a rise, flat to down entirely.
So we see that being out of whack. What else about the numbers tells you this is just completely out of the realm of realism?
Well, another way to look at the valuation is that if they can maintain their margins and grow by 10% compound annually for a decade, which is, again, significantly less time than the 16 years we mentioned before, it's still only worth $34 a share or 33% downside. And that assumes zero growth in the balance sheet. And this has been a completely balance sheet-driven story. That's another thing people are missing and why management likes EBITDA. EBITDA ignores all these expensive acquisitions they've made. And by the way, acquisition accounting can allow your earnings per share to rise no matter how much you pay for an acquisition. So this is one of those roll-up stories we've pointed out in the past, Chuck, where the roll-up story is what creates the headlines that investors focus too much on, and that headline is supported by misleading accounting and non-GAAP results. And then you look under the covers, this thing is rotten. And it's only a matter of time, and I can't tell you exactly when, as usual. I know you say, hey, when's it going to happen? I can't tell you exactly when they're going to have an earnings miss, but I believe that they will. And when they do, it's going to be ugly.
How ugly? I mean, what's closer to a fair value on this stock?
I think you're potentially talking in the teens.
Wow.
When you look at the underlying profitability of the business, it's just not there, Chuck. There's nothing there. I mean, you've got headlines and EBITDA driven by buying other companies, but the price they're paying for the other companies is way more than the cash flows that they're getting. And the cash flows they're getting, if you divide them by what they're paying, you know, the returns on capital that they're achieving there are very low. They're like, you know, 2, 3, 4%, driving the overall returns of the business down from over 6 to under 4 in the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's an enormous haircut. The stock is trading in the low 50s. David Trainer says it's worth somewhere in the teens. And the catalyst will be an earnings miss. Doesn't know when. He never knows when. But an earnings miss, that certainly would be possible. And that's why ACHC, Acadia Healthcare, is in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Have a great week.
David Trainer is the president and founder at New Constructs. They are a company that brings forensic accounting and discounted cash flow together. And if you want to learn more about how it works, you want to see their most attractive and most dangerous lists, you want to get more information on the Danger Zone picks, go to newconstructs.com. Don't forget to follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. Up next, the big interview as Money Life for Monday, the 7th of August, continues right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.